Hello.
Hey John, good morning. This is Alex from Forest Spice Houses. How are you?
Fine.
Good. Did I catch you at a bad time?
No, not especially bad.
Okay. I just wanted to check. Looks like we've been trying to actually reach you about a property in Louisa. Calling about the property in Poindexter Road.
Oh, 9608 or 9806. I never remember.
9608.
9608.
Yeah,
Okay.
the one with I think it has like 5 acre, 5.17 acre. I'm trying to look at it.
Yes, it does.
Okay, great. Is there a house in it? Or I mean, let me ask you. Let
Yeah,
me back up.
there's a two story. I call it a farmhouse. Because it was probably built, I don't know, 1930s, 1940s, when it was probably the main residence for a farm. And the farm has been broken up into different segments, and so now it's more a neighborhood than a farm.
Gotcha. And are you still
But
looking to sell that?
it's the only two-story house around there.
Okay. So it's a farmhouse built in 1930s to 1940s. It is still, I mean, I just kind of wanted to know the condition. Is it still livable?
Oh, well, I've got tenants in it now. It's a bit dilapidated, but they put up with it.
Okay, so there are tenants currently in place.
Yes.
Are you trying to sell that property, or you know, you're going to be a
Oh,
landlord?
I get people calling me up about it all the time.
Okay, great. Because this is 5 acres, you know, we're really looking for a land that we can build in Louisa. I'd say this is going to be perfect. If ever that you are, you know, selling the property right now.
Now, are you planning on building to occupy it yourself, or are you speculators, buying, improving, and flipping?
Well, we do kind we actually do flipping as well, but right now we're really looking for a land to build, and hopefully we can like put some tenants in it, or it's either us. We're not sure what we want to do with the property yet, but you know, we're just looking for a land really in Louisa that we can build. You know, we build, we flip, we also list properties in the market. So we have real estate. We're a real estate company, in case that you wanted to go that route as well. We also stage properties, so we kind of like do a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay. So well, you can do a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Now, remind me again of your name.
My name is Alex, and I don't know,
Alex.
you might have spoken with one of my colleagues in the past. It's either Sid or Forrest. But I'm not sure if you still remember them.
It's
It was,
possible.
yeah, it was 2024 of July. So it was last year when your information got on our system, and just for some reason we were never able just gonna hold of you. Yeah,
Well,
I'm so happy.
you caught me actually sitting down, so I don't talk on the phone while driving or shopping or only when I'm sitting in a fairly comfortable, convenient place. It's
Okay.
kind of traditional, but that's how it is.
Good. Well, I'm lucky then.
I also have another property. I don't know if it would meet your requirements. Now, the farmhouse could certainly be rehabilitated. It would take somebody with a little work and dedication and time to do it.
I think that's fine because we are also contractors. My boss, Forrest McGee, is a contractor himself. You know, we can, you know, build that if in case it needs to be fixed. But you have tenants currently in place. You have an agreement with them. Are they in contract or they are in a month to month?
Well, it's sort of month to month. I wouldn't want to throw them out immediately, but
Right. Of course.
More of a month-to-month thing.
Okay. And how much are you renting it for?
Now I'm getting 500 a month.
Oh, wow. 500 a month.
Given its condition, I think that's is reasonable.
Gotcha. I don't see any information online. I just see the lot in here, but the house, is it like a two bedroom, one bathroom type of property?
I haven't been inside it in quite a few years, and it may have been 20 years since I went upstairs. And I would say there are probably three bedrooms upstairs and one bath. The bath needs some kind of improvement, and they're not using it.
Okay.
And then there's a large kitchen that looks like it maybe was an addition on the back or enlarged on the back with a mud room. And then there are at least two rooms in the maybe a living room, dining room downstairs, I'm not sure. The occupant, she's a lady suffering from a bit of dementia right now. And I don't know, maybe other physical ailments. She has a part-time caretaker who's in there, and they've got some dogs, and I try to go when the dogs will be locked up inside. And then I don't go inside to not upset whatever the delicate balance inside the house might be.
Right.
And the lady's daughter lives, within half a mile on Poindexter Road, and spends most of her time there with the mother.
Gotcha. So it's just the there's only one occupant then in the property, 500, right?
I think there are a large group of related people, and I wouldn't want to swear there's just one.
Okay.
Others may be bunking down there, I don't know.
Like a family.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Gotcha.
Out of my mind, anyway.
And okay. All right, I got that. And do you have like a specific timeline on, how soon would you want it to sell the property? Or 'cause I've seen you in the system. It's been 2024 that you've expressed your interest in selling, but it's been a year and you still own the property, so
Yeah, I can be convinced to sell it.
So you don't have a
I
timeline.
was more active in selling it back in 2024, but now that I'm getting monthly rent, I don't feel the same degree of urgency.
Okay. So I feel like I hear you saying that whenever, if you receive the right offer, for the property, then you'll go for it. But if not, then you're gonna continue receiving the monthly payment from
Right.
the tenants and all that. Okay.
And I have another property you can look up.
Okay, what's the address?
It's on Doctors Road in Louisa County. 592 Doctors Road.
Road.
And it also has a dilapidated residence. It's probably built in the 70s. Three bedroom, one bath.
Three bed.
And it's vacant.
Okay, that's good. Let me take a look at it. 1.63 acres.
Yes.
Okay, this is
So it's a
vacant.
little smaller than Poindexter.
Okay. Okay, I'm just trying to look at it, and 3 bedroom, 1 bath, but this is vacant, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It too could be recuperated with I had a gentleman who was doing work on it for me, and he disappeared. I never got anybody else to continue. So
Oh,
I think he'd taken up the floor in the master bedroom.
or bed.
Yeah, or
Okay.
maybe he had put down four, but it was the plywood was too thin, so it would have to be replaced.
Okay.
This was years ago, and I've forgotten the details. Right now, I'm looking for somebody to bush hog that lot to make the house more approachable.
Right. How many years has it been vacant? Built in
10 to 15.
2015. It was built in 1975. That's what I have here.
Oh, okay.
75. Okay. I got the details, and this is 1.68 acres. House is about 1,000 square feet and shows here 3 bedroom, 1 bath from the county record. So,
Yes.
okay. I mean, it sounds interesting. We'd really, I mean, we're really interested. Like what I've said, we're looking for a land or for a house in Louisa that we can build on. Or either we can go ahead and fix the property, and then have it rented. We're not sure what we want to do yet, but we like let me tell you this. Let me see if I can run my numbers, and are you maybe available this afternoon for a quick call, just for us to continue the conversation?
Yeah, I'll try to be available. It may be variable, but if I
Okay.
see your the, I see if I see this number appear again, I will call it back.
Okay. Well, it might be. So, I'm gonna provide the details to our CEO or the owner of the company. His name is Forrest McGee. He might be the one who's going to call you back. But what time are you gonna be available so we can just set a time, and you can expect a call from us. Would
Probably sometime after 4.
Okay, four is 4:30 good?
Okay, 4:30.
Okay, well, let's do that. I'll set up an appointment with between you and his name is Forrest McGee. Forrest with 2 R's.
Okay, yeah, I
And
wrote
then
that
I'll
down.
thank you. I'll provide this to address that you gave so he can run his numbers and you could continue the conversation with him.
Okay.
Alrighty, and I think that is gonna be it. I appreciate your time. Mr. John Watt, if I'm pronouncing
Correct.
right. Watt. Okay. Thank you. Yeah, my name is Alex Forrest. We'll call you back later this afternoon at
Oh,
4:30.
you related to his first name is Forrest, and your last name is Forrest?
Forrest McGee. McGee is an MCGHEE.
Oh, GHE. Okay, I just say
Yep.
two E's.
Yeah, that's right. Forrest McGee.
Okay, I guess that's a fancy way to write McGee.
Yeah. So, we're excited. We just look forward to continue the conversation. I just hope that you're sitting, relaxing at that time, but I'll send a text this
Well, I'm
afternoon.
actually sitting here in the heat
Oh, wow.
at a self-storage place in out by Dulles Airport.
Dallas Airport, you're in Dallas right now?
In Dulles, IAD, Dulles International,
Oh,
here
okay.
in the suburbs of Washington, D.C., Northern Virginia.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't think this is Fairfax County. I forget. I'm slightly outside of Fairfax by a couple hundred yards.
Let me see what county is that. Loudoun County, but Fairfax County as well as like in between, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a nice thing. It's called Self Storage Plus. If you need to store anything up here, I recommend them to you.
Okay. Sounds good. Well,
I
again, I
also have a
appreciate.
storage place in Gordonsville.
Wow. Okay. You have a lot of, what do you store? I'm just curious.
Well, I just sold a piece of property on Kent's Mill Road in Louisa. And I thought the guy was going to let me keep my stuff there. He just wanted the land, but then he decided he was going to rebuild it. And so I suddenly needed a
Oh.
place to put a few pieces of furniture and some books and other personal stuff. So
Got it. Are you
Go
also?
Gordonsville worked out. It's a nice historic place.
Okay. Well, for us, if there's any stuff that you need to be left at the property, you can definitely leave it there, in case. So just for your information.
Well, I think Doctor's Road, I will sell it to you as is,
As is.
and with whatever I think people have entered the property and may have helped themselves to certain things, which would be a plus. If somebody took out the old oil furnace and ran away with it, that would be great. If they ran away with a water heater, great, because it's probably not worth anything now. Not usable.
Right. Well, don't worry about
And
that.
I had taken down there thinking of when I had this remodeling going on. I had taken down a stack washer dryer. I don't know whether that's still in there, and some more modern kitchen cabinets. And I don't know what's become of them. As I say, I
If
haven't
it's
been
still there.
inside the house in 8 or 10 years.
Yeah, it's been 10 years, so never know. But in case I wanted to see the property, are you available to meet us in person or
Sure. For Doctor's Road, we would need some time. I have a fellow in mind to do bush hogging. I hope he'll accept the idea of doing it and getting some money for it. But the last time I went up there, I found it, for me anyway, it was unapproachable because some brambles had grown up near the along where the front walk is or used to be. And so I only went that far, and this was back in March, and the weather was cooler, but I haven't taken any steps to do anything to since then. Well, last week I did go to the next door neighbor and asked if they would be interested in doing that type of work, but I got a
Us,
negative on that.
we definitely know some, cleaners or probably some people who could do that in Louisa, but I'll try to check with Forrest, like I said, I have the address. Maybe I could go ahead and try to get some quotes for you, depending on how it look like. But I'll just let Forrest know if he wants to meet you in person, that maybe we could bring some equipment,
Right.
to
Well,
see
or
the
maybe in
property.
another week or 10 days, I'll have at least a say a 6 foot wide path cut up to the front porch.
Okay. Sounds good. Like what I said, let's schedule a call this afternoon around 4:30, and I'm sure we can definitely figure that out, the bush.
Right. Okay, well then I will be speaking with you at 4:30, or
Well,
with
thank you.
Forrest.
Wait for it. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much again, Mr. Watt. I appreciate your time, and we'll talk to you soon. You have yourself a good one.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.